Hello again, everyone. I'm back and I'm having breakfast round two. I had a croissant earlier and it wasn't one of the big crescent shaped ones that you get. It was one of the long ones, but they're not very big ones. And it ended up being a bit cold by the time I ate it because... Excuse me. I was feeding the animals. And then... There were four in the packet. I debated whether to give Obi and I two each, because Ronan had chocolate ones, and Connor had some brioche. He's not here, but usually when we get a packet of croissants, if there's four, we have one each. We say, oh, I've had mine. You want one?
Yeah.
But Connor had a packet of brioche to himself. Ronan had chocolate croissants, and so the other croissants were for me and Obi. And I thought, well, why don't we have another one today? So after I asked him if he wanted another one, he said, that'd be nice. I said, do you want more coffee? He said, that'd be nice. So I've got, well, it was the tea that was left in the teapot reheated. And my second croissant. Ronan had two chocolate ones the first time round. Didn't you, were?
Hmm?
Two chocolate croissants.
Yeah.
I've got...
I'm paying it
off. Huh?
No, I'm paying it off.
I've got in touch with Asda. I rang the store, they didn't answer. Well, they did, but the online shopping bit didn't. And I just got cut off. I rang the online service and I said... She said, oh, we put another note through to the store for them to ring you. I said, look, this is the third time they've done that. I said, look, is there no way you can ring the store while I'm on the line? She said, no, we're not authorised to do that. Only in extreme circumstances. And I thought, well, what is this then? Really? I told her it was the worst shopping experience I'd ever had with a supermarket, which actually I think it is. I mean, it's gone on the longest. So anyway, I thought, not going to wait around for them, so I rang them again, and this time someone answered. She was actually very helpful. She said, I was just going to ring you, and I thought, we'll be delivering your shopping between 12 and 4. So, I don't think they would have bothered if it had been a couple of items. They would have given me a refund, probably, because it was a lot. I think that man just probably went off with the bags. Not deliberately, but because he was doing everything with such poor grace. I told her about the saucepan set. I said, they can take it. If they haven't got the steamer, I want a refund on that because I don't want it, and they can take it back. But I did buy... got it here. I haven't taken it out the wrapper yet. A crock pot for the hob. I've got a slow cooker. But... sometimes I want to do something on the hob that's quicker than that. Like, I don't know, like a soup or a stew or risotto. You know, I want to do the risotto and have a big enough saucepan for it. And this has got a handle both sides, like on a colander. So it'll be easier to lift because it'll be heavy when it's full. I don't know if I'll ever make it anything full, but I'm quite pleased with it. It's big, really big. I'm sure it's the sort of things Nigerians cook their meals in. So I'm pleased with that. They did substitute that, but it was a 28-inch one. On a 26. And I think I ordered the 26. No, 28. So maybe they've sent me the 26, although it looks bigger than that to me. Not inch. centimetres. Of course, if I said inches. It's all wrapped up in like cellophane. I hope it's going to be okay. It certainly looks good. I might try it out tonight with a... it's ridiculous for one person, actually, so I probably won't do this, but... I might make a big consignment of, like, lentil soup and then put it in containers and freeze it, or put it in the fridge and I can have it on other days. I'm certainly going to do the risotto in there. That'll make a nice big pot full. I've got a soup maker which Connor bought me for my birthday, but we can't get it to work. I don't know if I've talked about this on audiobook, I can't remember. I started to do a demonstration of it and it didn't work. We can't get it. It keeps coming up with an error code. We've looked it up. Well, we've looked in the instruction manual, and the only error codes are if the jug isn't fixed onto the base, or if the lid's not on, both of which is not the case. Excuse my English. So I'm not sure what to do about it now, because I'm sure he hasn't got the receipt. It's 2 months ago. It's a lot of money to waste, though. So he said he's blaming it on us. He said it's the way you're doing it. So I said to him, well, when you've got a day off next time, which is Monday, I said, just try it out. Just, excuse me, put some water in it and see if you can get it going. Maybe if he sees it not working, he'll do something about it. I mean, Obi was ready to buy me another one the next day because he knew I was disappointed. And I said, yeah, but it's Connor's money, and he was so pleased to get it, and it's such a waste. I want to try and get that one sorted out if I can. So that day, I got all the ingredients ready. I put them in, and I was so annoyed. And everyone else had their dinner. I was going to have that as my dinner. I was going to have potato and leek soup. But we spent hours messing around with it. And in the end, I just... took the contents. I thought, I'm not wasting it. I just dumped it all in a saucepan. I didn't mess around frying the onion first, and no, the leek or whatever, and the garlic, and I just shoved it all in a saucepan, literally, and cooked it, and it was absolutely delicious. Because that's all you do with it in this soup maker. We had to put the potatoes in first because they need longer to cook, and after about 10 minutes, you put the rest of the ingredients in while it's going. You take the lid off. Not the whole lid, but there's like a cylinder bit in the top that you unscrew, and then you just lift that off, pour in the rest of the ingredients. If you want it smooth, you put like a filter. Now, I can't remember the way round now. There's a filter thing. If you want it one way without lumps in, you either put that in and put the vegetables around the outside of it. I can't remember which way round it is now, but... there's like a metal cylinder with holes in, a bit like a kind of colander type thing, or a sieve, but of the wrong shape. Manny, go away. He gets on the back of the settee. Get away! Oh, I don't know if I annoy him. He treads on my hair and it really hurts. Because it's like someone pulling it constantly. And I'm less tolerant than that. When I was a kid at school, people, because I had really, really long hair then, and it was really thick, and I had it in great big plaits. People were always pulling it to see if it hurt me, and I didn't. And it, no matter how much it hurt me, I said it didn't. I used to grit my teeth, and they weren't doing it to me. Well, I suppose they were in a way, but I didn't get bullied at school. But I think that was just my intolerance to see how much I could tolerate it. Does this hurt? Yank, yank, yank. No. And I'm clenching my teeth. Does this hurt? One day, I never did this, but it was tempting sometimes to just actually turn around out of the blue and rip their hair by the roots and say, does that hurt? But I'm one of these people. I was too proud to ever admit that something hurt me. I had too much dignity. And I don't think that's always a good thing. But anyway... back to my soup maker. I was quite disappointed about it. Well, very upset actually. But the one that I did in the saucepan was just really nice. I just let it boil and then I turned it down and stirred it every so often, and it just turned out so nice. It was, and I put a little bit of which they suggested, and I had some spare from after Christmas, a little bit of cream in it, which I wouldn't normally put in, but I thought, well, it needed using up. It was only a little bit, like a couple of spoonfuls. And it just made it taste so nice. And it has leek and garlic and potatoes. It was pretty basic, you know, there was no fancy ingredients in it. A bit of pepper. I think there was onion, I can't remember. Onion, leek, potato, chopped small. So I'm sure in the soup maker it would have been fantastic. But I decided not to let the evening be a complete failure. I had to have something to eat by the end of it. And I set my heart on this soup and I did have it. It just wasn't made the way it was meant to be. Anyway, I'd better get on. The kids, well, Connor's at work, but he's going over his dad's straight from work. And then he'll be going to work in the morning from there. And Ronan's going over there at about 5 o'clock. And Obi will be working till 11 o'clock, so I'm going to have a day, an evening, all to myself. So I will cook. I'm not going to cook a lot, I don't think. I've got some pasta, some fresh pasta. I'll just do a sauce with that, I think, for Obi. And I might do like a lentil soup or something for myself. I don't think I'm going to use this great big thing because it would be it'll be overkill for one person. But I don't know, if I get inspired, I might do. I might just do it in a saucepan, like potato and lentil soup or something. Oh, I don't know. Or some kind of vegetable bake in the oven. That would be quite nice. Actually, I think I might do that. Some kind of lentil bake. I'll see if I can find some recipes for it. I really like things with lentils in. And chickpeas and all that kind of stuff. I love that. Nuts, I don't eat a lot of nuts because they're not very good for someone with kidney failure because they contain a lot of phosphate. They're also quite high in cholesterol, most of them. I think walnuts is the exception, but I tend to try and avoid them. I've eaten a few over Christmas. It has to be done, of course, but I tend to try and avoid them. And I am making the next couple of days a risotto, which will be prawns and vegetables, and I'll cook. Prawns are high in phosphate and cholesterol too, but once in a while that it doesn't hurt. It's for something I really like, and I really like prawns, so you know, if I could easily give up nuts and never eat them again, but I would like to have prawns once in a while. So if I'm going to eat something that's bad for me, I'd rather it be prawns than nuts. And they're only the tiny shrimpy prawns. They're not great big king prawns. So they're not going to have as much badness in them. Well, that's my story anyway, and I'm sticking to it. So I actually broke the mould and bought a bottle of alcohol. White wine for the risotto. Obi will have the rest of it, of course. I was hoping to make it on a day, I don't know if he's seen his rota for next week yet. I was hoping to make it on a day when he hasn't got work the next day, because obviously they've got a zero tolerance, a zero alcohol policy. So he doesn't drink on nights when he's working the next day. So I'm not sure when he's off, whether he's got to work at the weekend or what. Hopefully not. Anyway, I think I'm going to upload this now. Ronan's doing something really useful for me, which I hate doing. He's cleaning the shower. We've got a separate shower cubicle, but obviously it's got tiles and they get lime scale on them, and it's actually really hard to get it off. And it's also got part of it is tiled and part of it is like a plastic screen, like a perspex, and that's hard to get. It's hard to get stuff off of there as well. I didn't ask him to do it, he just decided to do it. But he's quite a regular job that he does, which I really appreciate, because it's actually really hard work. And when you can't see, I'm not meaning to harp on about it, but it is difficult to know when you've got it off. And of course, he's taller than me, and it goes right up, you know. So without standing on a chair, I can't reach to the top. So I'm very thankful he's doing that. It's very difficult to get it absolutely, you know, clean. Because when the water's hard, it really does ruin everything. And something like that, it's not like a kettle or Tassimo or something where you can put the limescale through it. It's just a case of squirting it on the tiles and the stuff and then just scrubbing it off. So, and that's why he said he had two chocolate croissants and he's working it off now. He's using a bit of elbow grease. Anyway, I'll speak to you all soon.